In this video, I'll be demonstrating how to use GIMP to create this text effect that you see here. Let's start by creating a new project. So go to the File menu and select New. And we're going to use a width of 1280 and a height of 720. Now the first thing that we're going to do is to add the text. So click on the Text tool, and then set the text font to sans bold, and set the size to 300 pixels, and then make sure that the color is set to black. And then click on the canvas where you want to start typing, and then type your text. And then you can select the Move tool to move your text into place. And then come over here to the right, and right-click on the layer for the text. And then select Layer to Image Size. And this will scale the text layer to be the same size as our image layer. And now right-click on the same layer again, and this time select Alpha to Selection. And we're going to make a copy of this text so that we can use it later. So to do that, go over to the Edit menu and select Copy. And now you can turn off the selection by going to the Select menu and select None. And now let's create a new layer. And we can do that by pressing this button right here and use a layer fill type of transparency, and then press OK. And then select the Paintbrush tool, and then go down here to the brushes and choose the brush that's called Splats 2 and set the size to about 300. And then using this brush, draw a straight line across the top of your text. And then go up to the Filters menu and select Alpha to Logo and then Chrome. And then you can select all the default values and press OK. And this creates a look that has a splattered effect. And we now have three layers. And one of the layers is called Drop Shadow, and we don't need this layer, so you can go ahead and delete this layer. So just select it, and then press on the little trash can button right here. And you might notice off here at the right that we no longer have our layer that had our text on it. And this is because the Chrome filter deletes all of the other layers that we had before we applied the filter. And that's why we made a copy of our text. So now let's paste our text on a new layer. So you can create a new layer by pressing this button right here. Make sure that the layer fill type is set to transparency and press OK. And now just go up to the Edit menu and select Paste. And then select the Move tool so that we can move this text into place. And pull the text down until the top of the text is it about at the center of the splattered line that was drawn. And this text was pasted onto a floating selection layer, so we need to anchor this layer by pressing the anchor button right here. And now on your top layer that has the text, right-click and select Alpha to Selection. And then come over to the Select menu and select Shrink. And we're going to shrink this selection by 3 pixels. And then press OK. And then go to the Select menu and select Feather. And set this to 25 pixels. And then press OK. And then next, select the Bucket Fill tool. And now we want to set our foreground color to white. So all we need to do is press this little double arrow, and that'll swap the foreground and background colors. And then come over to one of your letters and click on the selected area to fill it. And then you'll need to repeat this for all of your letters. And then you can turn off this selection by going to the Select menu and select None. And now we want to move this text layer down one level so it's underneath the splattered effect. So just make sure that this top layer with the text is selected, and then press the green down arrow. And now we can merge these top two layers together. So right-click on the top layer and select Merge Down. The next thing that we want to do is to add another layer. So click on this button right here to create a new layer. And just like before, make sure that the layer fill type is set to transparency and press OK. And we want to give this layer a name. So right-click on the new layer that we just made and click on Edit Layer Attributes and name this layer Map and press OK. And with this layer still selected, select the Paintbrush tool. And we want to set the foreground color back to black. So click this little double arrow button again to bring the black to the top. And then we're going to use the Splats brush again to draw a line across here similar to what we did before. And then next we're going to use the Displace filter. So you need to select the layer that has the text on it, which should be the middle layer, and then go to the Filters menu and select Map and Displace. And here we have two drop-down menus that we can use to select our displacement layer. So make sure that both of these have the word Map in it, since that's what we named this top layer. And then press OK. And now we no longer need this top layer, so you can click on it to select it, and then press the trash can button to delete it. And the Displace filter moved part of the text layer, and it moved it based upon the layer that we had, which we named Map. And now we're ready to give this some color. So make sure that the top layer is selected, and then go to the Colors menu and select Colorize. And then just pull the hue slider up until it's about 190, and then press OK. And we no longer need this gray background layer on the bottom, so you can click that and then delete it by pressing the trash can button. And now we need to make a copy of this text layer, and we can do that by pressing the duplicate button right here. And then with this top layer selected, go to the Filters menu and select Alpha to Logo and Alien Glow. And here we want to change the glow color. So press on this button. And now you can adjust the colors. And I wanted to set this to a light blue color. So this looks good. So I'll just press OK now. And then I can come over to this dialog box and press OK to apply the filter. And if you'll notice over here at the right that this created a couple of new layers, but we still have a copy of what we started with before we applied this filter down on the bottom layer. And so now we want to move this to the top. So just click on the bottom layer to select it, and then press the green up arrow a few times to move this layer to the top. And now we can merge all of these layers together if we go over to the Image menu and select Flatten Image. And now we have our finalized text. Well, that concludes this video. Thanks for watching, and please subscribe and leave a comment.